Destination, freedom. The Chicago Defender and Station WMAQ bring you Destination Freedom, a new radio series dramatizing the great democratic traditions of the Negro people interwoven in the pageant of history and a part of America's own Destination Freedom. Today, Destination Freedom tells the story of the daring Denmark Vesey and fought for the end of slavery 20 years before John Brown and the Civil War. Denmark Vesey.
They say slaveholders' court was crowded that day in Charleston. They say the culprit... They say all was over but the hanging. And soon the masters could sleep, could rest.
Order! Order in the court! Bader, can't you get order?
You heard the judge. Order in the court. Order!
Now, let the prisoner come before the bench to be sentenced.
He's coming. They grab at him, but he walks straight. He's a cool one.
He'll be a dead one in an hour. He'll walk no more. He'll hang for all the walking he's done.
Clerk, read out the record of his crime.
They say he walked as though the world watched him. They say the clerk read out his crimes. They say a gamble was the beginning of it. A gamble one night at a carnival when he bought a $40 play on a lottery wheel and stood under the tent while the barker called in the bets.
The greatest raffle in history. Get your bets in, folks. Get them in. That's all. We're off. As he goes round and round and where he'll stop, nobody knows. The greatest gamble in history. Round and round and she's stopping. Don't get excited, ladies and gentlemen. She's stopping. She's stopping on number 6, 7, 8. 9. Little old number 9 is the winner. The winner. Number 9 pays 100 to 1. Who's got number 9, folks? You? You got number 9, fella?
I got it. How much am I worth?
The number in sight saves the fight. Show it.
Here.
Ah. The name goes with it.
Did Mark Vesey. Check.
Check.
All right.
Beginner's luck will break me. You gamble heavy.
I always gamble heavy.
Say, you're Captain Vesey's slave, ain't you?
I am.
I wonder what would happen to me, say, if I just refused to pay off a slave. I wonder if the courts would bother.
Uh-huh. Well, I wonder what would happen to me. Say, if I should take a barker's neck between my fingers... like this broomstick, and snap it, like that.
They'd hang you, you know it.
I gambled once, I'll gamble again.
Well, I'm not a gambling man myself. I don't gamble on my own neck.
Then how much am I worth?
$4,000.
All right.
Take it and the devil be with you.
They say Denmark wrapped his money in a sack and went aboard his ship to see his master. Captain Vesey was napping over a jug of rum.
Denmark. Denmark, is that you?
Yes.
What you come here for?
Master, how much am I worth?
Ah, it's that talk again. Freedom is a sickness. It's unbecoming to a slave.
Master, all I want...
Get it out of your mind. It's those books you read that turn your head... A slave shouldn't read too much. I've watched you talk to the people in the market. You tell the slaves they're born equal. Oh, nonsense.
Master.
If you stay with me, you'll stop this reading and writing to everybody. Where'll it get you?
But lately, I've stopped reading.
Yeah, I know. I know. But now you're out working your spare time for other masters. You get a penny here, a penny there. Denmark hopes to save enough to buy Denmark. You know how long that would take you?
I know.
All your life. I need money, too. I know how hard it comes these days.
Why don't you sell me?
If I could get your price.
How much am I worth?
I'd say $2,000.
All right. $2,000.
Huh. What? You've got $2,000?
I've got my release papers. Will you sign them?
Sign?
You need the money.
Yeah.
I need my freedom.
You'd find a way to escape if I didn't let you go. My pen. I feel like I am releasing a tornado. There. What will you do with this freedom?
What will you do with this money?
I'll use it to help me and my family.
Well, I'll use my freedom to help others become free.
I never understood you, Denmark. Pour me a drink. And then finish sweeping my cabin.
Are you asking me or ordering me?
I see. You begin right away, huh? It's strange to have owned a man's body for 20 years, yet not know the first thing about his mind. You're free.
They say the captain set him free to circulate like fresh blood through the slave system.
A basket of cherries.
Huh? For Denmark. You can afford cherries?
Yesterday I was a slave. Today I'm a free man.
I heard about your luck.
And you can have the same luck, Cherry.
They say you're a learned man, Denmark. But now you talk like a donkey. My master spends the money I make. Well, I get any to buy myself.
Well, it's not money alone that makes a man free, Cherry.
Money did quite well for you.
Then a gamble. I know a greater gamble. Would you gamble?
If the stakes were right.
If the stakes were freedom. If I could show you that every slave in Charleston is ripe to rebel, to build a nation where all men are equal, would you stake your life on it? Are you willing?
Are my cherries red?
Blood red.
My stakes are in. Get the others.
All right.
Cherries, master! Cherries! Get your red ripe cherries!
They say Denmark's disease hit the slaves in the marketplace like a plague. They say he believed no slave was immune to it, and he risked a talk with Rolla Hard, the wealthy slave of Colonel Potter. Rolla and his brother Ogden, who'd never been hungry, never lashed, spaded their garden and talked to Denmark.
Who am I to be in a revolution? The masters leave me alone. I leave them alone. I never know what they're doing.
But you know what the slaves are doing, Rolla. You're sent to talk to them when there's trouble. Isn't that true, Ogden?
Yes, we talked to them all right.
You talk uncommonly well, too, Rolla. I've heard you tell a slave when the train was coming on the underground track. I've heard you
keep
tell...
Keep your voice down.
Denmark, don't talk that way around here.
Rolla, you worked well for the masters. Now work well for yourself. You know every slave who can handle a horse. The day'll come, we'll need him. Will you be with us?
All I know when the day comes.
Yes. All we know it's safe.
When our numbers have grown. If you come and bring all those who follow you, we'll have 1,000.
If I come, they'll come. But some will only follow the gospel man, Peter Poyas. He's a man of peace. What'll you do about him?
You recruit your friends. I'll recruit Peter.
They say Denmark read the Bible that night. Read Exodus, Leviticus, Joshua, and Job. And in the morning went to the cabin of the slave Peter. Peter sat singing, rocking in a chair, and looking out at the sun.
Oh, when the saints come marching in, oh, Lord, I want to be in their number. When the saints come marching in.
Peter, last night I read the Bible. I read it every night, Denmark. I read the words of Zechariah.
I know the words of Zechariah.
Zechariah said, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken." Charleston is Jerusalem, Peter.
Denmark, the Lord warned Gideon once to be careful about the men he picked to lead his army. There may be a Judas among the slaves.
You're no Judas.
I am not. But I'm against violence. I'm against bloodshed.
Are you against slavery?
God's against it.
Then how will you cure it? Can you reason with slaveholders?
It's a chancy thing. But your way is foolish and certain death. I see your mind is set. It's wrong. But I'll march in Gideon's army. My followers will come with me. But the superstitious follow Gullah Jack.
Gullah? The sorcerer who sells spells and charms? Him?
My son, in a revolution, one looks for the honest, not the honored. Some say Gullah Jack is crazy. Some say he's wise. You go to the hills and find his house and see. It'll be deep in the woods. You'll hear him talking to his drums, calling on his God.
Who's that? To cast a spell, you should come at night. To buy a charm, come at twilight. Denmark Vesey, the disbeliever. Why do you come?
I come to test your spells.
First, twist your neck and tap your knee. Snap your fingers.
Tie together black men and white men in a common fight to free every man. Cast a charm that'll bind them together like a Gideon's army to strike with me when the hour comes. If you are the sorcerer they say you are.
So, is this the only reason you're here?
Is there a better reason?
Go back to your books and leave me alone. You come with contempt for me. And you say, sorcerer, cast a spell and make men free. I'm crazy, but I'm not a fool. If I could cast a charm to free a man, wouldn't I cast one to free myself, huh?
Then what good do your charms do?
They're for the lonely, the lost. Those who want to be free don't come to me. They know I can't heal their sickness.
Peter said you might be an honest man, and you are. I'll show you how you can help free men.
You?
Listen, Gullah. Huh? I read once of a giant who fell asleep in a strange land. And while he slept, an army of little men tied him with ropes and chains. The giant was a slave while he was asleep. But when he awoke, he stretched and shook himself, and the chains snapped and the ropes broke, and the little men fell off his back, and he stood up strong and free.
He was a giant.
You and the slaves are giants. The masters are the little men. When the slaves wake and stretch, they'll be free. You can help awaken those who believe in your spells, Gullah.
I see. Maybe I can help.
They say Denmark and Gullah Jack, Rolla Hart and Peter Poise had a pact to wake up the giant and put the slaveholder to sleep. They say the recruits grew into thousands, and the day was near when Denmark's disease could not be quarantined. They say Denmark gathered his leaders together in the loft of a lonely barn to set the hour.
This will be the last meeting. Rolla, who knows we're here?
Only my brother, Ogden. I told him to warn us if he heard anything from the masters.
Good. You've got to gather the horses and riders.
Every slave who handles a horse will be ready to pull cannons once we get them.
Gullah?
I've been to the arsenal. I cast a spell for the captain just yesterday. This time of year, it's full of cannon and powder. If we take the arsenal, the city is ours.
Good. You, Peter.
Denmark, what we planned is wrong. God won't let it succeed. The Lord spoke to me last night.
Yes?
He said, watch out for the Judas.
You said that before. We were all watching.
No one's watching Rolla. Huh? He talks too freely.
What have I said?
What about the colonel's houseboy, Jason, overheard Rolla talking. He'll tell his master, I'm sure. Rolla takes our lives on his tongue.
Peter, you'll accuse no one until you're certain.
The book teaches to watch for the Judas.
We'll head off the Judases. Peter, set your men for Sunday.
What in the world? Rolla, Denmark, they found us.
What? What are you talking about, Ogden?
Run while you can. They're coming for us.
Who's coming? Who knows about it?
Everybody.
Who told them? You?
No, not me. Jason, the houseboy.
I said Rolla talked too much. I warned you. The Lord is against us.
Be quiet, will you?
It's no time to be quiet. You got to run.
Run! And in the 4 years we worked and planned for this day, we'll stand our ground here.
What do we do, Denmark? What do we do, huh?
Rolla.
Yes?
The colonel is your master. You'll face him.
What?
There's not much time. I can see them coming from here. They'll be here in a minute. Now, Rolla, tighten your nerves. Go down and meet them.
Why, Denmark?
You'll face your master. You'll out-talk him or we'll all hang. Go on.
Shall I cast a charm for Rolla?
No. Let Rolla cast his own charm now. Go down, Rolla.
They say Denmark waited in the loft while Rolla climbed down the ladder and walked to the door to face his accuser. They say the colonel had the revolution resting at his gun point.
Master! Come in.
Needn't say master to me anymore, boy. When this is done, you'll be dead.
What?
Don't play the fool. Jason told me about your plot. But before I have you shot, you'll give me the name of every leader and recruit in your rebellion.
Rebellion? Me? What? What are you talking about, master?
Guard.
Yes, sir.
Bring up Jason.
Yes, sir. Get up here, you.
Colonel, you call me?
Jason, tell forgetful Rolla what you overheard.
I heard him say he'd get men to burn the plantations, overthrow the slave system, the way he put it.
You hear that, Rolla?
Oh, poor Jason.
Feel sorry for yourself.
I feel sorry for you, master, for believing him. He's the best slave you've got. I've worked harder, earned more for you than Jason, haven't I?
Yes, you've done that.
Why, I'm the wealthiest slave in Charleston. I eat well. I've never complained or asked for anything.
Yes, that's right.
Then wouldn't it seem I like my slavery? I love my masters?
It would seem a sane man would.
If you kill me, who'll handle your cotton? Who'll earn the way I do?
Devil, if you're not right. Doesn't seem natural that you'd rebel now, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Jason, there are rumors enough without your adding to them.
But, master...
God, take him to the yard.
Yes, sir.
30 lashes.
Yes, sir. Oh, no. Come on, Jason.
Rolla.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow we'll talk and get to the bottom of this. You've always had a glib tongue, but there's something deeper in you I've never understood. There'll come a day when I'll know what's in your mind.
Yes, master. There is coming that day.
Forgive my suspicion, Rolla. Judas has been found in time. I've been wrong. You do well for a wealthy slave.
I'd rather be the poorest free man than the richest slave. Denmark, when do we strike?
Tomorrow. There'll be militia heading this way. We know it now. We've got to beat them to the arsenal. Peter.
Yes.
Go to the masters who've heard of the rumors of revolt. Pour honey in their ears.
I'll speak softly.
Gullah. Give your master the strongest sleeping charm you can make.
He'll never wake from it.
All right. Now, I'll draw a map of the marketplace here in the dirt.
Yeah.
Now, this is the arsenal. Mm-hmm. Here's the street leading to it. Here the horsemen will wait. One will drive off and tell the slaves as soon as we open the arsenal. All
right.
After that, Gullah takes the left flank and Peter takes the right. Now everything depends on getting into the arsenal ahead of the militia. 10,000 slaves wait to strike when we get the weapons.
Who will warn us if the militia comes?
There's a cherry woman in the market. I'll tell her to warn us.
If the militia beats us there?
Shall we turn back?
Where would we run? Where would we turn? This is a one-way walk, men. Look ahead to liberty or death. Yes. All right. What about the map? Go to your people and tell them when the moon is down to fall in behind us as we walk through the market. When I pass the cherry woman, I'll tell her how to warn us.
Cherry,
the militia comes.
Get your red rock, cherry.
Is the road clear, Cherry?
It's clear, but the militia's on the way.
Can you warn us when you see them?
I'll stand in their way selling cherries. And when I call blood red, they're on us.
They may take your life for this.
My stakes are in. Let me sell my cherries.
All right. We'll see what we can buy over at the arsenal. Peter, you ready?
The Lord is spoken.
Gullah?
Twist your neck and tap your knee. When the moon goes down, I'll be free.
All right. Rolla?
I'm with you.
All right. Play casual. Peter, sing along. The revolution is on.
Go marching on. Oh, when the saints go marching on. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching on.
The grapevine to hear the arsenal crack. The militia broke into the city and charged the market. Denmark was near the gates of the arsenal. They say you could hear the cherry woman cry when her eyes caught sight of the soldiers. They say the shots tore down like a vine off a tree. Red cherries jumped into the gutter. Red blood shot from the wounded men. Red cherries rolled under the feet of the fighting, the straining, the reaching to be free. The reaching fell short. The militia took the arsenal. They say they took 100 dead men to their graves. They took Denmark V.C. to court.
Order! Order in the court! Denmark V.C.?
Yes, Your Honor.
You've plotted rebellion against the state that bred you. You set out to slaughter your master and change the state. Before I pass sentence, do you have a word to explain your crimes?
I have a word to say.
Then speak it.
You speak of my crimes. I feel no guilt. I felt to be idle while other men thought to be free was a crime. I was not idle. Others talked. I acted. I'd act again.
Oh, Judge, don't listen to
that. Order! Order! Is that all you can say to explain your treachery?
No. My treachery began when I read the Declaration of Independence. It said all men are created equal. It grew when I read that black Crispus Attucks died to help the colonies become free. Did he die just to free white men or all men? Then I read what Ben Franklin, Tom Paine, Lafayette, and Jefferson had said, and their words warmed my blood. They wanted their revolution to make all men free and equal. But they stopped with some men free and some men slaves. I took up where they left off. I found my price when I was a slave. I paid it.
If my life is the price I pay to be free, take it. I'll pay it. But until all men are free and equal, the revolution goes on.
They say the court called for the highest price. The clerk stopped writing. The hangman's hand tightened, then relaxed on the rope. Denmark had paid it. The masters went home to bed. But they say Gullah Jack in his cell cast a spell, and no master slept well. They say the giant was awake, and the giant never slept again until all slaves were free. That's what they say about Denmark Vesey.
Oh, freedom, over me. And before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free.
You have just heard Destination Freedom's dramatization of the story of Denmark Vesey. Destination Freedom is brought to you by the Chicago Defender and WMAQ's Department of Education and Public Service. It is written by Richard Durham, and the production is under the direction of Homer Heck. The cast included Oscar Brown Jr., Ray Grant, Howard Hall, Kurt Kupfer, Jack Lester, Charles Mountain, Arthur McCoo, Cliff Norton, Fred Pinkard, and Louise Pruitt. The singer was Greg Pascal. Richard Shores composed the special music, which was played by Elwin Owen and Bobby Christian. This is Franklin Ferguson inviting you to be with us again next week for another of our series on the Negro in Democracy, Destination Freedom. This is WMAQ, NBC in Chicago.